bit of a thought today I wanted to share with you. Not so much educational, not so much inspirational, just a thought I've had on this idea of authority and what it means when people use pauses and silence to come across as more engaging or more authoritative on stage or in public speaking environments. The most powerful people in the room are the ones that talk the least. Now, you've heard this, haven't you? I'm not here to be a contrarian, but I do like to question some of these taken for granted truths, especially when it comes to the voice and public speaking. And this is because most of them start as opinion, like my own. So let's assume that speaking less does hold more authority. Let's examine why that might be. So if someone's speaking less, it could be that they are not wasting words. It could be that they are not rushing to fill a silence. It could be that when they speak, others lean in. And not because they're saying less, but because what they say lands. You see, people with authority are usually talking from a place of knowledge and understanding, right? That's what gives them the authority. And if they're saying less and they've become more economical with words, it might be that they're actually listening. For me, authority isn't about saying less, because someone with knowledge can also talk at length. In a room of people, if someone is a leader or you know, a management position or a CEO, it's likely that they're listening more than they are speaking. So they're taking ideas from everyone else and they're formulating those ideas. And when they respond, they don't have to respond in full detail. They pick the best ideas and they clarify what they like. And so often those people at the top don't need to speak so much, but that doesn't mean that they're more knowledgeable or they're a better speaker just because they're saying less. It means they're just in a position to be thinking, listening, and making decisions. And that's the difference. People who are considerate, you can learn to be more economical with words by writing out and rewriting until you get the message with less words. But again, doesn't mean you're more knowledgeable or not. It doesn't mean you're in a higher ranking position or not. So what is that authority then? Why do we see less as more in this case? So if the words used are considered before they are spoken, they land. There's a need to share those words. There's a point, there's a purpose. And that comes through the spaces in between. When we breathe, we inspire ourselves. Quite literally, inspiration is an in-breath, right? And expiration is breathing outwards. So by breathing in, we actually feed our body and we're able to listen better. So when someone's talking to you or you're reading an audience, breathe them in. Take it in. Because that's going to actually give you enough energy to listen to what's being said. And also, after you've breathed in, that inspiration triggers what you need to say in return. And you can speak on the same breath that's been inspired from what you've just heard. I think that's a beautiful way to see it. It's the same with pausing. People think that you need to pause in order to show authority or to show that you're thinking. But this isn't about showing, it's about you doing something. This is about you actually taking the action of listening, right? Not showing that you're listening. And it's not trying to be considered authoritative by being more silent or taking bigger pauses. You're using those pauses for your own self, not to show what you are, but to be that person who is considerate, who is thinking, who is inspired, who has true authority. Which would you rather be, the show person or the actual authority? And if you want to speak with authority, taking your time means allowing space to breathe, space to think, space to listen, space to be inspired. So every word that you speak lands with confidence and authority. Have a nice day. I'm Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice. And until the next time, look after your voice. Got a feeling there's no longer any room for two. And I believe it wouldn't hurt to have the